This is Bing Su from China, and you are listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 68 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. I want to teach you a short but very useful English expression, and it is doormat. That's spelled D-O-O-R-M-A-T. The literal meaning of the word doormat is the mat, or the piece of thick or woven material, that sits right in front of someone's door. If you knock on someone's door or ring someone's doorbell, you probably do it while standing on their doormat. Okay, well, that is the literal meaning of doormat. So what is the interesting meaning? A doormat is somebody who gets taken advantage of. A doormat is somebody that other people push around. A doormat is somebody who always has to give in. A doormat is somebody who never gets to do what he wants to do. He always has to do what other people want to do. He always needs to make other people happy. Nobody makes him happy. It's his job to do whatever anybody else wants to do. Why do we call a person like that a doormat? Well, think about what a doormat is. It just sits there and people stand on it and they wipe their feet on it. So they don't treat it in a very respectful way. It's just something to stand on and clean your shoes on. Remember, although in many parts of the world, people usually take their shoes off before they go inside someone's house, in the United States, that is not the usual custom. So in many people's houses, you will walk in and keep your shoes on, but you will wipe your shoes on the doormat. So if a person can be seen to be somehow like a doormat, that person is somebody who does not get a lot of respect. You just walk on that person and you wipe your shoes on that person. So a doormat is a person who does not get any respect. A doormat is someone who does what other people want him to do. And this is very similar to another common English expression, and that is to walk all over someone. If you walk all over someone, it means you do not treat them in a respectful way. Instead, you just walk on them, as though they are nothing but a doormat for you to stand on and wipe your feet on. So that is doormat, a very useful expression, and to walk all over someone, a bonus useful expression. And we've reached the end of episode 68 of Everybody ESL. If you have any questions about English, or if you have any comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of a future episode, the same way Bing Su recorded the introduction that I used at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.